If you have your Bible, I want to turn to Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32, verse number 1. He said, "Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. A vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainly, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he that will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. The instruments off of the are evil. He despises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words, even when the needy speaketh right. But the liberal devises liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Rise up, ye women that are at ease. Hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Many days and years shall ye be troubled, ye careless women, for the vintage shall fail, and the gathering shall not come. Tremble, ye women that are at ease, but be troubled. Ye careless ones, strip ye and that make ye bare, and gird sackcloth upon your loins. They shall lament for the teats and for the pleasant fields and for the fruitful vine. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars. Yea, upon all the houses of joy, in the joyous city, because the places shall be forsaken, the multitude of clay shall be lit left, and the forts and the towers shall be for dens forever. A joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteous quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in the sure dwellings, and in the quiet resting places. When it shall hail, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be low in the low place. Blessed are ye that sow beside all waters, that send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass." Amen. I want to preach this evening just a little while, if God will be our help, on the people of God. The people of God. Now, who are the people of God? Amen. That's a complicated question, ain't it? The people of God. Who are the people of God? Let me tell you that in simple terms, they're God's people. Amen? The people of God are God's people. That's who we are. Praise God. But we look at this and we see, and there's about four different people here that we can see in this text as Isaiah's writing to us with the inspiration of God Almighty. And he's speaking to us about the times and the promises that God gives us and the warnings about even though turbulent times are around us, praise God, he talks about one that's coming to deliver. He speaks about a deliverer, praise God, and that will be here in the end. And when it's all said and done, praise God, they will be deliverance for God's people. Amen. That's why it's important to be the people of God and to be God's people today. Amen. Now, first thing he talks about, and he talks about in verse 1 and 2, he talks about a dependable people. Amen. A dependable people. What are dependable people? It's people that God can depend on. Amen. I don't know about you. I want to be a dependable person in the eyes of my God. Praise God. Don't you? Amen. We see how God lays it out here, and he's talking about dependable people that you can count on. Amen. Hey, listen, times go by and days go by, we need people that we can depend on. So what kind of people can we depend on, praise God? What kind of people would fit this description as dependable people? Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't know. There's not a whole lot of dependable people in this world today. Amen. What he's speaking about, he's the Lord. If you look in verse 1, the Lord would fit this description, because he's talking about a king and it shall reign in righteousness. Now we know who that is. That's Jesus. Amen. The King of righteousness. That's who he is. Praise God. But he's speaking bigger than this. Isaiah's speaking to the leaders of the kingdom. Amen. He's trying to get them going in the right direction, focused on the things of God. And I can see it as he speaks of a couple different here. He speaks of those that should be both rocks and rivers. Amen. Those rocks, praise God. That's a place where they provide security. Amen. Hey, praise God, if you're in a battle, you can hide behind a rock. Amen. Hey, God, the rocks don't move. Rocks are steadfast. And we have a rock in Christ Jesus, praise God, who's steadfast and sure. And so when turbulence times come, when the enemy approaches, we just need to hide behind a rock. Amen. Praise God, it's there. It's stable. It's there's stability there. So we find our place behind the rock, praise God, and we have that security that we need. The rock provides the security. Amen. Praise God. And then we have that river. Now that river water is flowing. And praise God, you know, it moves things. And it moves minerals. And the water itself is sufficient. So that water speaks of providing sufficiency. So he said, if we got the rock, which is solid and stable, in a place that provides provides security, and we have that, but we're like that river, praise God, that has sufficiency in it. And praise God, he said, we're in pretty good shape. Amen. Because we know that rock, praise God, it don't move. And we know that rock, we're talking about, it don't change. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's that rock. He's that chief cornerstone, praise God, where we can camp out and endure. Amen. So God says he wants some dependable people, praise God, some stable people, praise the Lord. But he wants some people, praise God, not only that don't move like a rock, but he said he wants them to be like river that's ever moving and ever changing. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, how can we be hiding behind a rock and be that river that's ever moving and ever changing? Amen. What God's trying to speak to us here, he wants us to have a consistency. Amen. That's the rock part. Amen. We got to be consistent. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? We got to be consistent in our spirituality. We got to be consistent in our faith, believing, knowing who we trust in, knowing who we rely on, knowing where our place of safety is. Amen. And then when we have all that, praise God, and we're convicted and we move with the convicting power of God, he said, then we have that stability that God wants us to have, that consistency that God wants in his people. Amen. What's missing today, praise God, in our leaders is there's no consistency. They're too wishy-washy because they're not established upon a rock. They're not established upon a solid foundation. Amen. But he said he wants us to have that consistency in our life. And consistency is Lord Jesus. You know what? We've messed up, folks. We've got away, the church has got away from being a place of consistency. Amen. Say, well, Pastor, you said you need to be consistent, but we need to be moving like a rock, like a river. We need to be ever changing. He's saying that we need to be consistent, but we also need to be adaptive. We need to adapt, praise God, to the things around us and realize that when things is a waxing worse and worse, and they said they would. Amen. We have to adapt, praise God, to the situations around us by standing upon the rock in a stability, in a stable situation, a stable strain of thought and mind, praise God, to just stay with God. Amen. Moral convictions in our hearts. See, there's no morality without conviction. Amen. We have to stand upon our convictions. What God tells us. We can't be dissuaded by the world. Amen. We have to be stable in the Word of God. The stability comes from the Lord. The Bible, that's why he says he's the same yesterday and forever. He changes not. Amen. We got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. We have to be stable in his Word. Amen. Praise God. So we see this thing in our consistency of leaders that need to be consistent, but we have to also be adaptable. Amen. So we combine our faithfulness, the stability of the rock, our foundation stone, if we will, where we're anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the only way we can be anchored in Lord Jesus Christ is to make a commitment. Amen. To make a commitment in our head, in our heart, that we're just going to stay with God. Amen. Listen to me. Where we are just going, you and I are just going to stay with the Lord. Now you say, I know what Devil March is doing here. Devil March, he said, don't listen, it don't matter. It does matter. Because we don't have stability in the Lord until we decide in our hearts, amen, that we're just going to stay with God. We're going to stay upon that rock. We're going to stay upon that place of security. Amen. Where God can continuously help us day by day. There's going to come a time in our lives, youngins, you're going to get out there somewhere and you're going to need somebody. And we're going to look around. Mama and daddy ain't there. Mama and papa ain't there. The people that we think care about us, they're not there. You're out there all by yourself. And what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Amen. We're going to call upon the one. Praise God. We're going to trust in the rock, trust in that stability that we have, the security that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That we know. Isaiah's talking about the things that's coming upon them and the wars and the rumors of wars and things that's going to play and the tribulation that's coming. Tribulation's everywhere. Amen. Brother Billy, it's not just a time in the future, praise God. Tribulation is all around us. Amen. In case you haven't looked up, woke up, tribulation's all around us. There's going to be a tribulation and a great tribulation, but tribulation is everywhere. And he said we need to be a dependable people, somebody that God can depend on. Why would God need somebody he can depend on? Because there's people that need people they can depend on. These people that need me and you to help them along the way. Amen. So we need to have that combining of faithfulness, that's to build a rock, to the fruitfulness, praise God, that we get from the river. Amen. The fruitfulness, praise God, of those flowing waters that's moving the water, that water of life, praise God. Without water, you don't make it. Amen. You can make it a long time without food. Some of us could make it longer than others. Amen. Amen. But you can't make it without water. We've got to have water because we're made up of water. And if you get dried out, you die. If you get dried up, you'll die. Amen. So he said we need to have some dependable people, some people that's established upon rock, just the stability of the rock, and we need to have the faithfulness, the fruitfulness, praise God, of the river of life, that water that's flowing through us. Amen. You might say, praise God, we got to stay hydrated so we help hydrate others. Amen. So we see the kind of people that God's talking about here. He's talking about a dependable people. Amen. Somebody that's dependable in the world in which we live. But not only people that's dependable, he said he also needs some wise people. Amen. Some people with wisdom. Amen. He goes on verses 3 through 8. He talks about these here. And he said some of these people are rash, without understanding. And he said they're fools. And we'd call them fools and scoundrels and extortioners. Amen. He said, there's a whole lot of people that are just fools and scoundrels, extortioners, just want what they can get. Now, in the days of Isaiah's writing here, praise God, it was a time in Isaiah's day, praise God, that these kind of folks that made the nation weak. Amen. Fools and scoundrels and extortioners make a nation weak. Hello? You can see it all around us. I mean, we've got fools and scoundrels and extortioners all around this country today. Amen. All they're out to get is what they can get for themselves. Amen. Most of them don't care nothing about us. Our elected officials don't care nothing about us. We put them in office, praise God, and they go in there and do what they want to. It's a funny thing to me that they can go in and not have two nickels to rub together, and they come out in 4 years with multimillionaires. Amen. That tells me they're not working for us. They're working for themselves. Amen. They've even got to the point, our government's got to where they have voted themselves a raise, and they get it every year. They say, well, we don't even vote to give us ourselves a raise anymore. No, they done made it into law. It's automatic. Amen. They're extortioners. They're scoundrels. So we put them in office. Amen. But he says, what we need, we don't need that kind of people. He said, we don't want to be that kind of people. God needs some wise people, some people with some wisdom about them, some knowledge about them. He said, what we need, praise God, he said, we need some spiritual people, some spirit-filled people. Amen. I would to God that we had a whole Senate and a House and Senate full of Holy Ghost, God, born-again believers. Amen, praise God. Everything would turn around tomorrow. Everything would be different, praise God. Amen. You'd have to have all of them. Because if you leave any of the rascals and the scoundrels in there, they'll mess up those that try and do all right. Amen. I think a lot of people go into things with good intentions. Amen. But praise God, we need some dependable people. We need some wise people, praise God. Spiritual people that'll stand up to these rascals. Amen. He said, these are instruments also of the shurl. I mean, that's a man who's got a bad upbringing, you might say. Amen. Or they used to say years ago, they're ill bred. I mean, they don't stand for anything, praise God. Amen. He said, that's the kind of people we have. And he said, they're evils, and they got devised wicked devices, and they destroy the poor with lying words when even the needy speaketh right. He said, so these are the people, praise God, they're not spiritual. But he said, what we need is some spiritual people, praise God, who's got eyes and ears, and praise God, and hearts that's open to God, that's wanting to hear what God has to say. It's amazing. I thank God that we're living today, and there are some people starting to wake up. Some people starting to go, look back to that old-timey way, looking back to the church, praise God, looking back to that place of nourishment and that place of nurture, praise the Lord, so they can bring their children and their loved ones and their families together, praise God, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord so that we can get help from heaven. Amen. Praise God. Need some wise people. That's a look in that direction. You say, Pastor, what are they looking for? They're looking for those spiritual truths of yesteryear. The spiritual truth, praise God. Something to stand upon. Something that they can share with others. Amen. Verse number 8, he says, but the liberal deviseth liberal things. And by liberal things shall he stand. Amen. Now he's talking about giving in excess. Hello? You know the old saying, give till it hurts. Amen. He said, that's what they try to do. You think, well, I'm just going to give till it hurts. I'm just going to give, praise God, all that I can. Well, it's what he's talking about here. We look at this word liberal, and it means a supporter of policies that are socially progressive and promote social welfare. Amen. That are controlled by the government. See, that's where we're at today. We've got a whole lot of people that want this social welfare. We want the government to be in control. Amen. Praise God. But that's not the way we need to be. Praise God. God says that's not the way it is. Praise God. He said we need to have some, praise God, that's supported. But it's a supporter, praise God, of the political things of this world and the social things of this world and the philosophy, praise God, this world that goes along with the ideas of God. Amen. It promotes a different idea. It promotes individuality. Amen. Now, you know, not be judged by the color of your hair, the color of your skin, but by the character of your life. See, that's what God wants to do, praise God. He said, I need some people that's not liberal thing, but willing to give in excess, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Individuals with individual rights. Amen. Civil liberties. Remember, that's all in our Constitution. Democracy. Free enterprise. Amen. But he said, because of rascals and scoundrels, pray God, we need some good wise men that'll stand up and say, you know what? We want to give and we want to help. We want to be there for people, praise God, but we don't want to hold them back. We don't want to hold it over their head. Amen. Said, we need some wise people to lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for Christ's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some good Holy Ghost filled people that love the Lord and seeking His appearing. Apt to give, praise God. Apt to love one another, to care for each other. Amen. Even with a godly care. Amen. Giving to one another, helping each other. Praise God. That's the way it's meant to be. Amen. So He wants dependable people. He wants wise people. But He also wants some concerned people. Lord, have concern in our hearts today. Amen. For the lost and undone. Amen. We ought to have concern in our hearts. Now, when I read through Isaiah, I can't help but notice that Isaiah has a concern, praise God, for these careless women. Amen. He's a high concern for these careless women that are living carelessly in the world. And he's trying to explain to them and expound to them the precious things of God, how to encourage them so that they might be encouragers. Look back at Isaiah chapter number 3. Chapter number 3, Isaiah is speaking about this topic, about these careless women. Amen. In Isaiah 32, he'd say in verse number 9, he said, rise up, you women that are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. He said, listen to the words of God. So many days, many years shall you be troubled, you careless women. For the vintage shall fail and gathering shall not come. He's tremble, you women that are at ease. Be troubled. You careless ones, strip you and make you bare and gird sackcloth upon your loins. He said, listen, you need to be concerned about what's happening. He said, these trials come and these things come and you just don't seem to be concerned. In Isaiah chapter number 3, he said this to them. He said, moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a twinkling with their feet. Therefore, the Lord will smite with the scab of the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. Amen. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calls and their round tires like the moon, and the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers and the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings and the rings and the nose jewels and changeable suits of apparel and the mantles of the wimples and the crisping pins and the glaces and the fine linen and the hoods and the veils and on and on and on. And God says, listen, you careless women. He said, it's not about who you are. It's not about how you dress up. It's not about how you look, how you present yourself. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's about God Almighty living in your hearts. He said, you careless women, please wake up. He said, we need to be concerned. Tribulation is coming. Hardships is coming. It's not about you. Praise God. But listen, he said, you ladies, you mamas, you wives, praise God. Listen, he said, you've got a great responsibility to minister to these young'uns. He said, you've got a great influence. And said, you're not using your influence in the right direction. Amen. We got to have an influence. He said, you've got a great influence. People are watching you. He goes on in verse 24 of Isaiah 3. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there will be stink. And instead of a girdle, a rent. And instead of a well-set hair, baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girdling of sackcloth and burning instead of beauty. And thy men shall fall by the sword. And he said, and thy mighty in the war. And her gaze shall amend and mourn, and she being desolate shall set upon the ground. He said, it's time to wake up. It's time to be concerned for what's happening around us. Amen. Listen. You mamas, you mothers, you grandmothers, You have a great influence today. Isaiah said, don't be careless with your influence, because these little old youngins, your people, your children, your family are watching you. They need you to help them. They need you to be that influence from God. He said, you need a godliness. He said, in order to have that godliness, you've got to have a concern for your people. So we've got to have a concern for our loved ones. Amen. As we progress through this world, we can't be living in ease when judgments are coming. Judgments about to fall, and so they were just living carelessly, worried about their hair and worried about how they looked. And it's, hey, that's important. Amen. Old preacher said one time, even old barn needs a little paint every now and then. Amen. Praise God. But what's more important is the inward part of man. He said, don't be careless in the way you live, praise God. It ain't about how you look to the world. It's about how you look on the inside to God. They see that. Our people see that. Amen. I believe so many times Paul speaks the same things in Romans chapter 1 about the women. He said, you have an influence, and it can be for good or evil. Amen. That's the only two we have, an influence for good or evil. Amen, praise God. He said, we should be concerned that our influence, praise God, would be for good and not for evil. See, these ladies, he said, you don't know it, but your happy home is fixing to be busted up. Amen. Your happy home is fixing to be tore all to pieces. And said, we need to be concerned that the devil don't tear up our homes. Amen. He's very persuasive. He'd like to get our children rebellion. He'd like to get us biting and fighting at each other, praise God, so he can destroy the home. He can destroy our families. He can destroy the church of the living God. But he said, as a concerned people, praise God, we won't let that happen. He said, we'll be watching out for it. He said, you careless ladies, be watching out for what's coming to pay, and be you ready. Be examples, praise God. Amen. I'm talking about the people of God. He said, they'll be dependable people. They'll be wise people. They'll be concerned people. Be concerned for the things of God. For our families, our friends, and our loved ones, praise God. Amen. All this was coming to place. Everything was about to be destroyed. And it seemed, it seems like they just don't care. If we ain't careful, church, listen to me. You and I can come to a place of complacency. And you could just throw up your hand and say, oh, well, what's the use? Amen. Well, look around us today. We've got children and grandchildren. That's what's the use. That's why we have to press on for the glory of God as God's people, as the people of God. That's why we got to be dependable people. That's why we got to be wise people. Amen. In the Word of God, we got to be concerned people, concerned about the things that's happening all around us. Praise God. It's too late after it's all been snatched away from us. After it's gone forever. Amen. I don't know how many times, listen, you know, same scenario. People are bebopping along pretty good, and they start families and things is going well, and the next thing you know, they crack the door open just a little bit for the devil, and guess what? His whole crowd comes in. Amen. His whole crowd comes in. He begins to tear up and tear down, destroy it, have him a big old party in your life, your home, your family. And the next thing you know, everything's in shambles. Disarray. People begin to go different directions, trying to find their way out of that mess. Tell you how to get out of that mess. Run to Jesus. Get your wife, your children, and loved ones by your hand and run to the Lord saying, Lord, we need your help. Amen. Praise God. The Lord, just like He did in the temple, praise God. He'll make Him a whip of cords, praise God. And He'll go in there and He'll drive the devil out. Amen. Get rid of that mess once and for all, praise God. But God wants dependable people. He wants wise people. I mean, He wants concerned people. But He finishes off here in Isaiah on a happy note. Amen. He finishes on a happy note. He also wants a peaceful people. Amen. A peaceful people. A happy note here in the end. Amen. He wants His people to have peace and prosperity. Amen. Praise God. looking forward to a future day, a future age, a future kingdom, a future time, praise God, when all is well in the Lord. Verse 16, he said, then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, righteousness remain in the fruitful field. For the work of righteousness shall be peace. Praise the Lord. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. That's in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he wants that peace and prosperity. Amen. As people of God, he wants not only dependable people, wise people, and concerned people, but he wants to have a peaceful people. Amen. Peaceful people, living in peace, living in harmony. Praise his holy name. That's what God's designed. There's no lasting peace without the righteousness of God. Amen. There's no lasting peace without the righteousness of God. It's just turmoil. But God says he wants us to have peace. It's an effective righteousness, a quietness, and an assurance. That sounds like peace to me. That's a peaceful people living in the peace of God because of his righteousness, praise God, that's set forth. Amen. You say, preacher, where does that come from? That comes from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Verse 18, he says, my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Amen. God's people ought to dwell, the people of God, God's people ought to dwell in a peaceable habitation, a peaceable place to live. Let me just say something real quickly this evening. If the home is a place of constant turmoil, amen, it's not a house of God. God says he wants his people to live in a place to dwell in a peaceable habitation. Ensure dwellings, established dwellings, solid places, in quiet resting places, in places where there's peace and joy, there's harmony. Amen? That's what God wants. Dependable people, wise people, concerned people, peaceful people. He gives us that peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Praise God. No matter what comes, he said the hell's coming and the forest, and he said that no matter what takes place, he said we've got peace in the Lord Jesus Christ because of his righteousness. Amen. He is the King of righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Not only is he the King of righteousness that we can't live without, but he's also the King of peace. Amen. He brings peace with him. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for that? He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of peace. He's the King that they talk about over in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 7. Let me just show you right quickly and I'm done. Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 1. He said, for this Melchizedek, King of Salem, Prince of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also the king of Salem, which is the king of peace, without father, and without mother, and without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abidest a priest continually. Amen. He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the theophany. When God Almighty, when Abraham comes back, Jesus Christ, praise God, met him, praise the Lord. He said Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the prince, praise God, the prince of peace. Amen. Praise God. The king of righteousness and the king of Salem or the king of peace. Amen. Had no beginning, had no ending. Praise the Lord. But he said he brings together the people of God. Who else could do that but the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior? He brings us together as dependable people, as wise people, as concerned people. Amen. I think sometimes we worry a lot, don't we? We worry. But the Bible says we're not to be worriers, but we're supposed to be concerned. Amen. I don't worry as much as I'm concerned. I'm concerned about everything. You can ask my wife. I'm concerned about everything. I'm concerned about my neighbors. I'm concerned about things that people do. And she said, why do you worry about that? You can't do nothing about it. That's nothing to you. I said, yeah, but I'm concerned. I can't help it. Just God geared me that way. I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned. My neighbor's building a house and they got the foundation up and they got the flooring system on it and all this. And they brought his whole package. It's going to be like one of them log home packages, I reckon. And they brought all his material over a month ago and brought all the lumber and they dumped it out, scattered it all over the hill and they've left and they've never come back. It concerns me. I mean, I'm like, what? It's going to rot. That wood don't need to be laying out there like that, all this in the wind. And Tree said, why do you fret over that? I said, I'm not fretting over it. He said, but I'm concerned. Amen. I'm concerned about it. Somebody needs to be putting it up. Amen. Somebody, whoever's responsibility is. You see where I'm going with this? Amen. So everybody has a responsibility. And if one person lets down on their responsibility, one person is not dependable, one person doesn't put the things together as a wise person, if somebody else isn't concerned about it, then there won't be no peace in the valley. Because I won't be able to stand it. Every time I drive by it, it's going to upset me when I see it laying out in the field. Amen. I'm a true conservative. I want to see everything taken care of. I even told Teresa, I said, if they're not going to do nothing with it, I'd just go get it, take it over and put it in the barn. I'd have to build three or four barns to put it in. Amen. But I'm concerned. Praise God. But when that thing goes together and it goes up and it's all covered out of the weather, there'll be peace. Amen. There'll be peace in my heart because it's a finished work. But that's the way we ought to be as Christians, amen. We ought to be the people of God, and we ought to be dependable people and wise people. We ought to be concerned people, so that we can be peaceful people wherever we are, so that the peace of God can live in us and can live among us, amen. Praise the Lord! It makes it all better. And Isaiah saying there's a whole lot of things that's happening, but said God's going to make it all right. He said, God's going to take care of it all in the end. He's going to offer us peace. He said, there's a happy ending to all those who believe. Amen? There is a happy ending to all who believe. Praise His holy name. To me and you. Amen. To church, our families. If we just keep our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep looking unto Him. The author and finisher of our faith. Praise God. Are you a dependable person today? Somebody God can depend on, founded upon the rock. Christ Jesus, have you made that commitment? Said, Lord, I'm just gonna hide behind you. I'm gonna trust in the rock of my Savior. Wise person, not full of deceit or deception, not no scoundrel and a rascal, but somebody that loves the Lord and trying to share that love with someone else to the best of your ability. Concerned, are you a concerned person? Do you have concern for your neighbor, your loved one, your family? You know, the closest neighbor you have is your husband, wife, and your children. Amen. Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. You love your neighbor, your wife, and your children as much as you love yourself. Amen. We ought to be concerned. We ought to be concerned because if we're concerned, then we'll be peaceful people. We'll live in the peace of righteousness for holy God and the peace that He and only He affords us. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen.